This is Akashvani, the news read by Morgan Bagra. Ahead of the Bihar Assembly elections, in its fresh advisory, the Election Commission of India has asked political parties, candidates and campaign representatives to label any synthetically generated or AI-altered image, audio or video used or disseminated for campaigning purposes as AI-generated, digitally enhanced or synthetic content covering at least 10% of the visibly displayed area. Additionally, such content shall prominently disclose the name of entity responsible for its generation in the metadata or accompanying caption. The Commission has also called for restraint on publishing or forwarding any content that is unlawful and misrepresents the identity, appearance or voice of any person without their consent and created with the intent to mislead or deceive the electorate. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. It will be the 127th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR News website and the News on Air mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. The four-day-long Chhath Puja celebration has begun today in different parts of the country. The festival is dedicated to the sun god, which symbolizes the worship of nature and cleanliness. With a pledge to observe the sacred fast, on first day, devotees take a holy bath and eat a simple meal of arwa rice and bottle gourd curry after offering the prayers. In a social media post, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended warm wishes to devotees across the country and around the world on the occasion of Chhath Mahaparv. The GST Bachat Utsav kicked off on 22nd September, benefiting citizens across the country. The next generation GST reforms have provided a significant boost to Haryana's economy. The GST has been reduced across diverse sectors including automobiles, textiles, fertilizers, steel, dairy and renewables. Under the revised tax structure, the GST on automobiles and their parts has been reduced from 28% to 18%. With these tax cuts, vehicles are now cheaper, resulting in an increase in domestic sales and enhancing the state's export potential. Along with this, the tax on farm machinery and fertilizers has been brought down to 5%, lowering farmers' costs, promoting farm mechanization and generating rural employment. Indian Railways has made extensive arrangements to cater to the extra rush of passengers during Chhath Puja. Around 6,181 special trains have been notified to facilitate passengers returning to their workplaces after the festive season. Over 900 special trains will run in the next 3 days. Railway Ministry said that additional coaches have been attached and waterproof holding areas have been established at 30 major stations in Bihar and Uttar Pradesh to manage the passenger rush. Health and Family Welfare Minister J.P. Nadda highlighted the country's progress in medical education, stating that the country now has 819 medical colleges. He said that undergraduate medical seats in the country have now increased from 51,000 to 1,29,000. Addressing the 58th convocation of the All India Institute of Medical Sciences, New Delhi, the minister also noted that the number of postgraduate medical seats has also increased to nearly 78,000. India's permanent representative to the United Nations, Parvathaneni Harris, has called upon Pakistan to end the grave and ongoing human rights violations in the areas illegally occupied by it, particularly in Jammu and Kashmir. He said this while addressing the United Nations Security Council during the open debate organized on the 80th UN Day yesterday. Meanwhile, the Financial Action Task Force has warned Pakistan then that its removal from the grey list in October 2022 does not make it immune to money laundering and terrorist financing and emphasized that countries like, including Pakistan, must continue implementing measures to prevent and deter crimes. India Day was celebrated at the 7th Bund Summit in Shanghai today, highlighting the country's development and reform path as well as technological advancement. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.